your faithfulness. Sing it out with us.
Great is your faithfulness. We believe it, Lord. Great is your faithfulness. You never change. You never fail, oh God.
Sing it out with us.
True are your promises. True are your promises. You never change. You never fail, oh God.
So we raise up.
Good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's great to have you with us this morning. We're reading through Proverbs as we worship the Lord and look into the scriptures. And it's Proverbs 11. We'll go to about 15 verses, but it seems like each individual proverb is a nugget of truth. I always like to read it and just meditate on that particular proverb. And it just really encourages, because it deals with things in our life that are wrong and things in our life that are right, and we can pray and we can meditate on it. So it's really zeroing in on character. So let's go chapter 11 up to verse 15. You can follow along as I read. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When pride comes, then comes dishonor, but with the humble is wisdom. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the falsehood of the treacherous will destroy them. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless will smooth his way, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the treacherous will be caught by their own greed. When a wicked man dies, his expectations will perish, and the hope of the strong men perishes. The righteous is delivered from trouble, but the wicked takes his place. With his mouth, the godless man destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered. When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices, and when the wicked perish, there is glad shouting. By the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked, it is torn down. He who despises his neighbor lacks sense, but a man of understanding keeps silent. He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy conceals a matter. Where there is no guidance, the people fall, but in abundance of counselors, there is victory. He who is surety for a stranger will surely suffer for it, but he who hates going surety is safe. Father, we thank you for just the nuggets of wisdom that you put in your word. Father, let us learn by, and not only learn by, but walk in these truths. Lord, we pray for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon our lives so that we can do the very things that you lead us into. Truly, you are a light unto our path, a lamp unto our steps. So let us walk in your ways. Lord, bless our time together as we worship you and open our hearts to your word this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Feel free to stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are, yeah. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am, yeah. It's who I am.
Yeah. Sick are you, the dead are raised. stay right here in God's presence for a moment. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We honor you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, we love you, Lord. We honor you. Chains be broken right now. Hearts be stirred with revival for Jesus, living a bold life, witnessing hope, encouragement, strength, because your name, Jesus, is the most powerful name under heaven and on earth, Lord. We proclaim it right now. We thank you. Let's sing it out together, family.
The name of Jesus, worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us. He's the Son of
feet as we sing this last one together.
Walk upon salvation. So I walk upon.
Something that Pastor Bill had mentioned this morning. Would you just reach over next to you and grab someone's hand and raise it in the air? We are the body of Christ. Grab the hand, raise them up. We're going to sing this one more time as the family of God. We are one family in Him. Amen. I love it. Praise the Lord, the warriors and saints of Jesus. This morning, know that God is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. We are His family, and all we are is His. And as we cry this out to God, He is using it in each one of our lives so that we can impact the world around us for His kingdom. Until Jesus calls us home to be with Him, it's not over. So let's cry this out from the depths of our hearts. So we'll stand, Lord, with arms high and heart abandoned, in awe of the One who gave us.
With arms high and heart abandoned, in awe, the One who gave it all. I'll stand, my soul, Lord, to You surrendered all. I am is Yours.
One more time, all I am.
Who You are, yeah.
Remember, he is.